track 12. And for this week's feature item, we turn to TNF Soundings, where Liz from East Kilbride tells the story of Hedy Lamarr, who's perhaps best known as one of the great screen stars of Hollywood's golden age. She starred opposite Spencer Tracy, Clark Gable, and many others, but there was much more to Hedy than her screen presence. She was a highly gifted inventor who can claim to be the mother of Wi-Fi and modern communications technology. Honestly.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello again, it's Liz from East Kilbride here. Now, this woman that I'm going to try and talk about to you, well, really, I think I need a mini-series for her, because she had the most astonishing life. In fact, the life became so astonishing to me as I was trying to clarify what exactly she did and when, that it became impossible to believe it was true. But it really is. And here's a wee way of referring to the screen goddess, Hedy Lamarr. How about beauty, brains, and bad judgment? Well, let's see what she actually lived during her life. Very significantly, she was born in Austria, and her name was Hedwig Eva, as her first names, and she was of a Jewish European background, and that mattered quite a bit as she lived her glamorous life. Her beauty and adoration of performing led her, even as a teenager, to want to be involved in the wonder world of making movies in Vienna. So she began as an extra and running errands and all the rest of it. And then, whether she was very, very young in her ways, or maybe things weren't explained to her properly, her first film was, shall we say, rather racy. She later claimed that the director had not explained that she would be taking her clothes off. Anyway, the film was called Ecstasy. It was a sensation, and then it was banned, and then her parents were upset, and then she was upset, and another item was that the third richest man in Austria, a munitions manufacturer, decided that this glorious woman should be his bride. And while still a teenager, our gal married Fritz Mandl. He was 15 years older than her, immensely powerful and immensely controlling of our gal. She did, in fact, in the years married to Mandl, sit in on his business meetings. He made munitions. At these meetings, they talked technology. They talked about new engineering ideas. She had a basic interest and knowledge in engineering from her childhood. And this perhaps gave her the idea of something she could do if she could escape the marriage. So she did. She managed to persuade Mandl one evening that she should wear all her jewellery to a particular event. And then she went to the event, somehow smuggled herself out disguised as a maid. There are various wee different versions of this story. And the main result was that she fled Austria and came to London. She had already decided a career in the movies was her path to an independent future. She managed to get herself a berth on the Normandy that was sailing to New York and just happened to meet several times on that cruise over to the States one Louis B. Mayer, one of the all-time great fixers of 1930s American Hollywood cinema. He said to her, "Well, come to America. You will be a star." She was an exquisite beauty. Everyone decided that. "But your name's not right." And as a gesture to an old silent movie actress, she was given the name Hedy Lamarr. So now you know who really I'm talking about. She went on to be one of the most successful imports of European actors into the movie industry, starring with all-time greats Spencer Tracy, Clark Gable, James Stewart. She also perhaps showed this bad judgment now and again that I mentioned earlier. She turned down the lead part in Casablanca that later went to Ingrid Bergman. Her reaction when it became a worldwide success, Hedy said, "Ouch." I think that's an understatement. She was meeting different men and having different affairs or small flings, as she might have called them. And one of these flings was with the very odd and very wealthy man, Howard Hughes, who was also involved in financing movies. He was obsessed with aviation, streamlining, and that was what they spoke about. They were both passionately interested in aviation and the new technology. So when the fling faded, he still supplied endless chemistry sets to her, scientific sets to Hedy. She was bored just being a screen goddess. I know, you can hardly believe this. But when she wasn't on the screen, she was in her movie trailer doing research, studying new methods of technology, and above all, somehow she crossed a path with a man called George Antheil, who was also a Jewish emigre into the States. By this time, we're talking the late 30s. They both knew what Nazism would be coming their way. They both wanted to contribute to the war effort. So these two souls who had come from Europe to escape from some of the horrors decided what could they do? And she wanted to be so much more than just the actress who was the glamour woman on the screen. So these two people sat together and, believe it or not, they crafted a radio-controlled torpedo by really all about hopping the spectrum. I can't go into the science. To me, it's right up there with space travel, but I'm doing my best for you. The basic thing is that they could stop the torpedoes sinking the ships. They could put the torpedoes off course. So this was a huge contribution to the Allied war effort. In fact, it was so advanced for its time, it wasn't fully understood until the 1950s. This invention, crafted by our star, Hedy Lamarr, and her friend George Antheil, was in fact the basis of all modern communications technology. She is sometimes called the mother of Wi-Fi. She wanted to pursue this. She wanted to come to Washington and work with fellow inventors in the war effort. And a man from the War Office in America said to her, "No, no, Hedy, go back. You're worth far more selling kisses so that people buy war bonds to raise money for the American effort." So that's what she did. This invention and her passion for inventing remained hidden. It didn't fit with the image of a goddess on the screen. And she did go back to the war effort, and she did sell kisses till the end of the war. What can I tell you about her personal life? Well, she had six marriages. Her words about marriages are, as you might understand, rather powerful, being a woman of all these experiences. She said famously, "Men are fine. Love, it's fine. It's marriage that I'm a little disappointed in." Maybe the men were wrong, or maybe Hedy wasn't the marrying type, but she kept trying. Another of her words: "The wedding ceremony took 6 minutes. The marriage lasted about the same amount of time, though the divorce took over a year. She did try, as I said. Some of them lasted longer than others. One of them, in fact, the final marriage, was to a divorce lawyer. It's almost as if she knew this one might not last. But because they were so short-lived, in fact, by the age of her 53, the six marriages were all over, and she decided, no more marriage for me, and she lived the rest of her life as an independent woman. Did she forget about her home country of Austria? Never. In fact, she was skiing, I think it was husband number 5, and they were skiing in Colorado, and she thought that the mountains around Aspen in Colorado would make a beautiful skiing resort. That area reminded her of the hills of Austria. And she started a resort there. They called it Villa La Mar, and it became a very successful resort and a very elite resort where many of the beautiful people from Hollywood would go for their skiing. Villa La Mar, sadly, was lost by Hedy in the deal at the end of marriage number 5. In her later career, as perhaps her glorious beauty was fading, she started to run her own production companies, taking control of the films and appearing in them as well. But sadly, the films were not a success and in fact drained her financially. And again, in her later years, what do you do when your great beauty starts to fade? And Hedy Lamarr, by the 1960s, has become almost a recluse. She has resorted to cosmetic surgery in the early days, sadly, and some of the surgery was botched. And instead of aging beautifully as she would have done, her face is actually scarred by the surgery. And all these links to Austria, the Austria of her homeland, never leave her. She decides to keep those links by always celebrating the skiing of Austria, by asking that her ashes should be scattered in the Vienna woods, and even saying that to many people that one of her villas in Austria, in her days of great money and wealth post-war, had been used by the Von Trapp family and again was used as one of the locations in the very famous film The Sound of Music. So Hedy Lamarr, what an astonishing life. A woman who said that marriage wasn't enough, that even being a successful actress wasn't enough, who was told to sell kisses before following her scientific dream. And I think I would like to leave you with perhaps more kind words about Hedy Lamarr. Magnetism with warmth. And by the way, of such exquisite beauty that most of the historians reckon that Hedy Lamarr was the model for the original Walt Disney movie, Snow White. So I suppose in that way, she has stayed immortal and her young looks are there forever for us to enjoy up there in the silver screen. Thanks so much and take care of yourselves.
TNF Soundings.